You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
I want to start today's podcast episode with a quote from the great Michael Gerber from the E-Myth Revisited. He says, "Organize around business functions, not people. Build systems within each business function. Let systems run the business and people run the systems. People come and go, but the systems remain constant." So my friend, the reason I start with that particular quote is because I want to devote the bulk of today's podcast episode around creating business systems, standard operating procedures, processes, structure, so that you're not waking up 12 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and you're the one pulling all the levers, right? This is one of those things that I realized several years into my investing career. In fact, it was that book, The E-Myth, where it really just, it shined a spotlight on the fact that I was the one wearing all the hats. I was the one handling the marketing, taking the calls, meeting with sellers, going on appointments, talking to the buyers, going to the title company. I mean, it was so much for one person to handle. And what I ultimately realized was that I didn't have a business. I had a high-paying job. And so I want to talk to you about specifically, I want to share with you strategies and exercises and just give you some practical advice that has served me well throughout the years when it comes to actually, what does it mean to have a system? How do you go about creating a system? What do I focus in on? I mean, Alex, it seems also overwhelming, right? And so I'm gonna share with you some things that I have learned throughout the years, things that I've applied in my life and business that again, have just done me well. And I know can really help you in your business as well, so that ultimately it frees you up to have more time freedom. You know, when I ask people, why are you in business? Oftentimes I get answers about money and, you know, the finances. And yes, money is important, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be in business. But what I have found is that when you start to peel the layers of the onion back, it's really about time. It's really about freedom to do the things they want to do, when they want to do them, with who they want to do them, for as long as they want to do them, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So with that said, before we hop into, you know, the content, what I want to share with you, I want to answer just a couple of questions regarding, so if you heard the last episode, there's a lot that I shared in there and I want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to episode 523, definitely check it out, you know, because I think you'll get a lot out of it, especially based on all the feedback that's been coming in. But one of the sections within that podcast episode, I talked about how I put out a post in our Ascend Facebook group, our private Ascend Facebook group. And I was basically asking like, hey, what are the most valuable tools in your business? What are the tools that you just can't do without because they're so valuable, because they either produce leads, help you convert deals, bring you deals? I mean, just what are those, some of those tools? And there were several, and I'm going to share them with you on future podcast episodes. But one of the ones that just continued to come up over and over was PropStream, the software. So if you guys head over to flipempire.com/data, you can actually get a free trial and check out all the features and benefits it has. One of those new features that they recently added was pre-probate data. So now you can basically pull pre-probates nationwide. And so along those lines, one of the questions that came in is, hey, Alex, you know, does PropStream offer tax delinquency and bankruptcy list? And do they also offer pre-foreclosures? You know, pre-foreclosures is something that you need to prepare yourself for. You need to get ready, because I believe over the course of probably the next 12 to 24 months, you're going to see a significant rise in pre-foreclosure properties. And that's just one of the many lists that PropStream offers, you know, along with vacants, auctions, bank-owned, cash buyers, free and clear, divorce, tax delinquencies, senior owners, vacant land, zombie properties. I mean, and the list goes on and on. So pre-foreclosures, tax delinquencies, divorce, bankruptcy, those are all lists that you can get within PropStream. If you want to get a free trial of that and just access and check it out, flipempire.com/data. So with that said, there's a couple of resources I want to share with you, absolutely free, that I think is going to tie in well to what I want to share with you. You know, I recently had some coaching calls with some of our Ascend members, and many of our Ascend members have exponentially grown their real estate investing businesses. In fact, the last coaching call that I was just on, he is consistently, the gentleman's consistently closing and bringing in six figures in profit, not revenue, six figures in profit every single month. And I'm almost hesitant to share this with you, but he's getting ready. He's about a week away from closing on a $500,000 profit. $500,000 on one deal. He's in a high-end market. This is a fix and flip opportunity. But, you know, just 12 months ago, we were talking about it was just him and an assistant. And now he's grown his team to an acquisitions person and a lead manager and a dispositions person and a transaction coordinator. And we're starting to have conversations about possibly bringing on a chief operating officer, a COO. So you don't get from being a one man or a one woman show and or you and an assistant, you don't get from that to having a team without having structure in place, without having processes and systems and standard operating procedures. Because if you do something repeatedly and you have to continue to do it, or if somebody else has to continue to do it, there's too much room for error. There's too many failure points within that quote unquote system. And that's one of the things that I had to realize is even when you don't have a system, you actually have a system. Your system is not having a system and you having to recreate it or redo it on the fly every single time. And that's not where you want to be. That's not what you want to do. So what are some of the things that you can start to do to start to put some structure, some processes, to have actual documented standard operating procedures so that you can then start to replace yourself and you know that you have reliable systems and SOPs where somebody can produce the same result over and over. You think of the classic, if you've ever seen the movie The Founder, Michael Keaton plays, I'm forgetting his name. But anyways, in the movie The Founder, it clearly shows how Ray Kroc and those guys, how they had a repeatable system, how the hamburgers were made, and how it goes from phase to phase to phase. And then within a minute or two, it's delivered into the customer's hands. How they fried the French fries. I mean, everything was a process, and it was a repeatable process because it was done the same way every time. That's how you need to think about your business. And I realize that can be a little bit challenging because in the real estate investing business, whether you're a wholesaler, fix and flip investor, buy and hold, there's a lot of variables and not every single deal is cookie cutter, but I can tell you that you can still, that should not prevent you from creating standard operating procedures and from putting some structure and processes in place. So one of the things that I like to do that I've shared, you know, with coaching clients and other Ascend members is one simple exercise you can do on a sheet of paper, draw three vertical lines. So basically you're going to have four columns, and on the top left in the first column, column A, the title of that is going to be revenue generating activities that give you energy and or that you're really good at. Okay. The second one is revenue generating activities that you're not particularly good at and or don't give you energy or you just don't enjoy. The third headline in the third column is non-revenue generating activities that you're good at and that you enjoy. The fourth one, you can guess, non-revenue generating activities that you suck at and that you don't enjoy. And what you want to do is you want to document what you're doing every 15 to 30 minutes for an entire week. Now, I'll share with you that this might not be the most fun process, and for some, it could be tedious or painful, but I can tell you it's so important. Eat the frog, bite the bullet for 1 week and document where you actually spend your time. Not just business, but personal. And once you've gone through this process, your job is then to take each one of those things that you do, those tasks, where you're spending your time. It could be something like, it could be checking email, replying to email, checking Facebook, mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, running comps, talking to sellers, talking to buyers, going on seller appointments, doing marketing, thinking big picture about the business. I just kind of spitballed like 10 different things. Just document everything you do. And then your job from there is to then transfer those things into one of those four columns. Once you've done that, you're going to realize several things. You're going to realize, number one, that you're not being as efficient with your time as you could be. We all have the ability to increase our productivity and efficiency. And if you're being honest with yourself, chances are that you might have a guilty pleasure, or you might find yourself stuck in the vortex of social media and just spending way too much time there. And so going through this exercise is going to be eye-popping for a lot of you. Then from there, what you're going to do is you're going to focus in on the fourth column and then the third column. In other words, the non-revenue generating activities that you suck at should be your main priority. Your job is to prioritize, figure out how much time you're spending on each of those things, and then think about having this on a spreadsheet, and you are going to sort it where the thing that is non-revenue generating, that you do not enjoy, that sucks the life out of you, that just drains your energy, that you're not good at, whatever you're spending the most time on is what you're first going to focus in on. And what you want to do is you want to document, and you want to essentially create, and document's the best word for it. I was thinking of a different word, but document's the best word, where you essentially want to catalog and document how it is that you do that. So that the goal is you can have a video and a supporting document that can then be turned over to someone. And I'll get to how you get to that point. But let's say, for example, it's running comps, you know, non-revenue generating activity. It's important, doesn't necessarily generate revenue. In fact, it doesn't. And let's say you suck at it. Let's say it drains the life out of you. This is just one of, it could be several examples. Well, using something like Loom, use loom.com, I believe it is, or any type of screen capture recording software, you want to record how it is that you go about running comps, right? And here's a tip for you. One of the mistakes I made years ago was that I would record all these videos, and these videos were like 20, 30, 40, in some cases, 60 minutes long. And I realized it wasn't until I hired our EOS implementer, where he started to look at all our standard operating procedures, he started to look at all our videos. He said, Alex, what happens if something in the process changes? Which, by the way, is bound to happen. And in fact, it's inevitable. And I was like, immediately, right when he asked that question, I knew where he was going. I'm like, well, that would suck because we'd have to recreate the video. He said, exactly. And he followed up with a second question. He said, Alex, what if you hand this off to somebody and they have a question about how to specifically do one thing? What do you do then? And I was like, you want to know what? I didn't really think about it. They'd probably either have to painstakingly watch the entire video again, or I'd just give them the answer. And so what I realized, and the takeaway from this, the punchline, is that take something like running sales or running comparable sales. You want to chunk that down into 3 to 5 parts, right? And then within each part, you might have 1, 2, or 3 sub mini videos. You want to keep these videos 3 to 5 minutes, and you want to title them well so that if something in the process changes, all you got to do is recreate another 3 to 5 minute video. If somebody has a question about, you know, for example, hey, Alex, what if I can't find comps within a 1/2 mile radius? What do I do then? Well, I've created a mini sub video on what to do in that specific case. Well, you're going to go 3/4 of a mile out, or you might go 1 mile out, and you start to kind of expand from there. So that's just an example, but that's one of the things you can do. Now, once you focus in on the non-revenue generating activity that drains your energy, that you just don't enjoy, where you find yourself spending a lot of time on, and you create the videos for that process, what you're then going to do is turn that over to a virtual assistant. Turn that over to somebody that can watch that video and create a detailed checklist. Something that, think, if I turn this video and this document over to a 15-year-old, someone that knows nothing about this, will they be able to produce the desired output? Will they be able to follow the standard operating procedure? Will they be able to understand the video and successfully complete the task? So once you do that, the key is then to take that video and that document and give it to somebody who doesn't know anything about that. And then have them go through the process. If they pass and they successfully produce the desired output, boom, you're in business. Now you've essentially documented and you have a standard operating procedure for that one section. You can then move on to the next thing on the list. If they cannot successfully produce the desired output, what you're then going to do is it's going to shine a light on where the holes in the boat are. It's going to shine a light on the things that you need to kind of go back to the drawing board and make sure that you address in the video that ultimately find their way onto the standard operating procedure. So those are just some of the things I wanted to share with you as far as creating systems and processes and SOPs and what are some practical steps that you can actually do to go about doing that. A good friend of mine, Dan Schwartz, I was on a mastermind call and he was presenting on this topic, and he's a ninja when it comes to this type of stuff. He has a very similar process, although, you know, he's kind of put it more on a spreadsheet. And so, but essentially, you know, his categories are, so my category is, you know, revenue generating activity that you enjoy, revenue generating that you don't enjoy, and so on. His are, the first one is, what are the things you love that you're great at? Number two is, what are the things that you like that you're good at? Number three, the things that you don't like and you're good at. And then number four, the things that you don't like and you're not good at. So very similar to mine, but from there on a spreadsheet, you can just start to like document, what are these different tasks? What departments do they fall in? How long do these things take you? And don't get overwhelmed with this process. It's actually, once you, hopefully you take me up on that challenge of documenting where you're spending your time for an entire week. Once you do that and you transfer it into one of these four columns or categories, all you got to do is focus on the first one. Don't worry about task 2 through 10. Just focus on the first one that is taking a lot of your time, that's non-revenue generating, that you don't enjoy. And I think that's how you start to actually create structure and processes and systems around the business so that it can function without you. I'm fortunate that in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be in Greece for about 3 weeks with my family, and the business isn't going to stop, right? Because there's some of these processes and systems in place. So one of the resources I want to share with you is, not too long ago, I was featured on the Caracast. My good friend Trevor Mock had me on his podcast. And so if you guys head over to flipempire.com/carrot blog, flipempire.com/carrot blog. You can actually check out that podcast episode. It's titled How to Navigate Your Business and Life in an Unpredictable Market. But I encourage you to listen to that because I think you'll get some value from it. But if you scroll to the bottom of that page, there's a link on there that says Our Energy Audit. If you click on that, it's a simple one-page energy audit where essentially you can document the things that give you energy and the things that drain energy. These are those simple exercises that I know most people probably won't do, but the ones that do will get so much benefit from it on the other side that it's unbelievable. It's the thing that can really propel you moving forward. So hopefully you take me up on that free resource, flipempire.com/carrot blog. Check out that podcast episode and download that energy audit form. So my friends, that's all I got for you on today's episode. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Again, if I can help serve you in any way, just let me know. I'm here for you. And again, if you want to get a free trial of PropStream, flipempire.com/data. So that's what I got for you. I'm going to sign off and I hope you have an amazing day. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend. Or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.